The Jewish celebration of Passover begins at sundown today. To mark the occasion, many Jews will have a Passover dinner with friends and family. Commentator Robin Washington, an African-American Jew, says these events are fine, as long as they don't play into stereotypes.
I won't be going to the Black Jewish Seder for Passover this year, but I will be having a Black Jewish Seder. The Seder is the Passover feast celebrating the liberation of Jews from slavery in Egypt, and every Seder I go to is a Black Jewish one, even if I'm having it by myself. That doesn't stop all sorts of other people from having a Black/Jewish Seder, which are gatherings of African Americans who aren't Jewish and Jews who aren't Black, commemorating their shared oppression. The celebrations are held across the country. In Milwaukee, it was held last week before Passover, they use both matzah and hot water cornbread as the breads of affliction. The Seders have also been held in San Francisco, Atlanta, Philly, St. Louis, Charleston, D.C., Buffalo, and Boston, which claims to have held the first one in 1980. I don't think so. Much earlier, in the 1960s, my family and another Black and Jewish family held our Seders together. Not only were they fun, they sent the message to my brother and me that we weren't the only ones. And we were hardly the first. Black Jews have celebrated Seders for about 2,000 years before a very famous Jew of color, Jesus of Nazareth, held what turned out to be his last one. Yet the people holding the Black/Jewish get-togethers today act like they're the first ones to do so. Usually they're led by a minister and a rabbi. Everybody sings, "Go down, Moses, and we shall overcome." And some people get teary-eyed and start talking about the good old days of the Civil Rights Movement. You can tell the people who weren't actually in the movement. They're the ones messing up, singing, "We are not afraid someday," instead of, "We are not afraid today." None of this is to say these folks aren't sincere about getting along. But the whole idea assumes the dangerous stereotype that all Jews are white and no Blacks are Jews, and we'll all be just fine if little Black kids can wear yarmulkes and recite, "Ma ishtana ha laila hazeh mi ko ha leilot," or, "Why is this night different from all other nights?" And if white Jews are really into it, they get to sing all 250 verses of "Lift Every Voice and Sing." I used to complain about this when I lived in Boston. Every year I get a last-minute invitation to attend, and I decline, yell at the planners, "Don't you know who I am?" and tell them everything I thought they were doing wrong. But one year they listened and asked me to help plan it. They actually took my suggestions. With nothing left to complain about, I told other Black Jews to attend. The day came and everybody showed up, except me. I was covering the Catholic Church priest abuse scandal, and a big story broke. Everyone said I missed a pretty good event. Since then, the Seders have gotten better, though in northern Minnesota, we don't have much of a Black or Jewish community. But I can guarantee you this, 100% of the Black Jews of Duluth will be at a Seder tonight.
Robin Washington, who hails from four generations of Black and Jewish ancestors in Chicago, is editorial page editor of the Duluth News Tribune in Duluth, Minnesota.